Okay, good morning, everybody. I'd like to thank everybody for attending this pre-bid meeting. We have 12 participants in attendance today. My name is Austin Krotz. I am the procurement specialist for HHA, who will be facilitating today's pre-bid conference for IFB 21-40, the rehabilitation of units at Oxford Place Apartments. We will be following the pre-bid agenda and the solicitation documentation found on HHA's website at www.housingforhouston.com under current solicitations. Assisting me today is Mr. Kedron Jones, HHA's contract administrator. He will be recognizing those participants that have questions as we move through the agenda. We also have Mr. Obi Diaz, the director of REED, and one of the people overseeing the solicitations that the solicitation we are discussing today. If at any time you have questions as we move through the agenda this morning, please press *9 on your phones or raise your hand if you're using a computer. I will stop after each section to respond to any questions that you might have. We request that if you attended this meeting, to please send an email to purchasing@housingforhouston.com so that we can have a record of all potential bidders that were present. Note that this teleconference is being recorded and that any oral statements made by HHA or anyone else is not binding unless they are incorporated into the above solicitation via an amendment. Any questions posed today should be submitted in writing to HHA at purchasing@housingforhouston.com so that the responses to those questions can be added to the official record. You should monitor the website for any amendments to the above solicitation. We will begin with an overview of the solicitation and then move to the technical scope of work section and then finish with a quick recap of the schedule. Are there any questions at this time?
There are no questions at this time.
Starting with page one, this solicitation is IFB 21-40. The rehabilitation of units at Oxford Place Apartments. The due date for this solicitation is 2 p.m. Central Standard Time on October 26, 2021. All submissions must be addressed to Mr. Austin Y. Krotz, procurement specialist, and labeled as directed on the first page. Submittals should be delivered by any means at your disposal to HHA's main office at 2640 Fountain View Drive, Houston, Texas, 77057. All bids should be received no later than 2 p.m. Central Time on October 26, 2021. Late bids will not be opened. You cannot submit your bids digitally. The office is still closed to outside visitors. If you are hand delivering your bid, there will be people in the little front entrance area. So when you're looking at the front of the building, you can walk in through the double doors to the little foyer area there before you enter the main waiting lobby. There will be people there that can accept your bid. Please do not wait until the last minute to deliver your bid, as it may inadvertently cause it to be considered late. Are there any questions?
There are no questions at this time.
Okay, moving on to section two. The intent of this solicitation is to establish a firm fixed price contract with the lowest responsive and responsible bidder to perform all the required work for the rehabilitation of units and the daycare center at Oxford Place Apartments per the specifications located in the amendments. Are there any questions regarding the intent?
There are no questions at this time.
Section 3, the awarded contractor will have 120 business days to perform the work. Working hours will be 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. Monday through Friday, unless otherwise agreed upon by HHA's project manager and or the property management company responsible for the property. Note that there are liquidated damages for this project of $150 per day outside of force majeure. Are there any questions regarding the period of performance?
There are no questions at this time.
Okay, section 4, the procurement schedule. Today is September 10th, and we are currently holding the pre-bid conference via the Zoom meeting. We will have two rounds of questions for this solicitation. First round question submittals are due by 4 p.m. on September 21st. We will post the responses to those questions on September 24th by 5 p.m. The second round of questions are due on October 5th by 4 p.m. The responses to those questions will be posted on October 8th by 5 p.m. As discussed earlier, the deadline for receipt of bids is 2 p.m. Central Standard Time on October 26, 2021. Are there any questions regarding the calendar?
There are no questions at this time.
Continuing on with section 4, you will be able to view the property as noted in section 4.2. The official viewing dates start on Monday, September 13th through September 17th, 2021, by appointment only. Please contact Hong Hai Pham or Obi Diaz with a copy to HHA's procurement department. The instructions, the email addresses are located within the solicitation in section 4.2.1.1. We are going to have a second set of viewing dates after the first round of questions. The second round of viewing will begin on September 27th and run through October 1st, again, via appointment only. This second round allows everyone to have a second chance to look at the property after receiving the answers to the first set of questions. All visitors on site must wear the appropriate PPE, i.e. a face mask. Any questions regarding viewing the property?
There are no questions at this time.
Section 4.3 is regarding the bid opening. Typically, this would be a public bid opening, but due to current circumstances, we are not performing this with visitors present at this time. We will publish the results of the bid opening in a timely manner on HHA's website. After the bid opening time, check the current solicitations page at www.housingforhouston.com to view the initial bid tabulation. Note, the initial bid tabulation does not constitute an award. It is only a posting of the total bid price at opening. HHA and Reed will do an analysis of the costs and technical aspects of the responses. Are there any questions regarding the bid opening?
There are no questions at this time.
Okay, Obi will discuss section 5 scope of work momentarily. So we're going to move on to section 6 selection criteria, which states that the contract will be awarded to the lowest responsive and responsible bidder. Are there any questions regarding the selection criteria for this solicitation?
There are no questions at this time.
Okay, section 7, submittals. I'm not going to go over every single item listed, but please make sure to include all documentation listed under section 7.2. Provide the documents in 2 3-ring binders. Binder 1 should be marked as original, and binder 2 should be a copy of all documents provided in binder 1. Both binders must be submitted in a sealed envelope and or box. I repeat, they must be sealed and submitted to HHA by the due date and time of 2 p.m. October 26, 2021. To HHA's main office at 2640 Fountain View Drive, as noted on page 1 of the solicitation. Make sure that you have provided and completely filled out all of the exhibits listed under 7.2. Any bid without these documents submitted in their entirety may be deemed non-responsive. Again, it is imperative that you include all of the requested documentation with your submittal. Are there any questions regarding the submittal documents?
There are no questions at this time.
Okay, with that, I'm going to turn the meeting over to Obi, and he'll discuss the scope of work.
Good morning, everyone. I'm Obi Diaz, director here at HHA. REIT Department, Real Estate Investment and Development. We are seeking to do a rehab in response to the emergency that we've incurred on the freeze event earlier this week for mostly residential units, including the daycare center. There has been remediation efforts performed to all of these units and all of the damage that was incurred in a particular building and separate residential units already. So just be aware that any additional remediation or abatement in terms of environmental hazardous materials will have to be made if discovered to perform the work. For example, electrical rewiring to a particular receptacle, sprinkler, accessing sprinkler lines to do repair work, etc. You may encounter, and if you do, the communication should be to with us to be able to remediate those unforeseen conditions. We're aware of that. For us, very straightforward. Again, we are putting this turnkey effort out there. All permitting, everything that is required for the project needs to be handled by the contractor. We, as the owner, will be involved with our team of experts in the construction field to walk the project through with you. But I do want to take my time to say to everyone bidding that I am personally aware, the agency is very aware of the current environment in construction, okay? Although you heard that this is a 120-day job, we may run into issues of availability of materials. And that early in the discussion needs to be established so that we are cognizant that this project is gonna go beyond 120 days if that's the case. For example, appliances, right? We're dealing with delays on appliances at the moment. As long as we establish those early on, those kind of things we can work with together to get a better schedule. Besides, in pre-construction, in our pre-construction meeting, that will be the first thing we tackle. In trying to identify those things that could be an issue in terms of COVID. What I mean by that is not just availability of materials, but also labor and how the labor force or your team may be impacted by that. Price escalation, right? You do bid with confidence as best as you can. We do know that, and I'll be very transparent. We do know that we're not going to get the cost that we would last year. But nevertheless, this is a competitive bid, and we will during construction have the conversation as to how to circumvent some of these issues. And then the other is obviously, as I mentioned earlier, how this project is going to be impacted in regards to schedule. We don't want to exercise liquidated damages if there's communication open in the beginning of this project as we're trying to work to close and execute a contract. So with that in mind, we do expect and we are aware of what the bids are going to be. I hope to see a lot of you guys providing one with a level of comfort with what I've mentioned on the other side. So again, a rehab of residential units, a daycare, and please do be aware that there are two units that require a structural repair. And for that, that might be the one particular scenario that may impact schedule, if not planned accordingly, once we are selected to contract. So if you have any other questions, again, if you do ask, they should come in the written format for us to respond to. And do please, if you have not seen the property, schedule it as soon as possible. If you do plan to see it next Monday, we need to know today to give the weekend notice to our project manager on site and that we're going to be visiting. So if you need it for Tuesday and on, if you need it for Monday or Tuesday, we need to know today. If you're planning to visit the property on Wednesday of next week, you can let us know by Monday. Thank you.
Any questions for Obi?
There are no questions at this time.
Okay, briefly, I would like to recap the procurement schedule. Today is September 10th, and we are currently holding the pre-bid conference via the Zoom meeting. We will have two rounds of questions for the solicitation. First round is due by 4 p.m. on September 21st. We will post the responses to those questions on September 24th by 5 p.m. Second round of questions are due by 4 p.m. on October 5th. We will post those responses by 5 p.m. on October 8th. Deadline for receipt of responses is 2 p.m. Central Standard Time on October 26, 2021. Again, we must receive your sealed response by 2 p.m. on October 26th. Any bid received after 2 p.m. will not be considered in the evaluation. Are there any final questions regarding this solicitation?
There are no questions at this time.
Okay, we didn't have any questions asked today, but please remember to email your attendance to this pre-bid conference to purchasing@housingforhouston.com. Thank you and have a good day.